Hey everybody, welcome back to Native Gunslingers, and again, I'm on a roll actually getting this shit right. So, for starters, before we go into this, Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's, Brayden, Roger.
Yes, yeah. We don't know who they are.
Yeah, they're just guys.
They're the two viewers. Yeah, we have two people viewing us now. Holy crap.
One of them, we're certain, is a buddy of ours.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah. But the other one...
We're a little low on energy right now. It's quite cold where we are, and that tends to happen. But, yeah, the new year happened. The next year has happened, and a lot of people are saying things are going to get better now just because 2020 is over.
That's bullshit.
Loads of it.
Like...
The last episode also was better, and hopefully this one will be better, and we got fucked after that.
Oh, yeah, after last episode, he doesn't remember half the night, I remember everything. Yeah, it was bad on his part.
On my part, yeah, so as a case for any of you two who don't know what happened, we said that we were going to drink and smoke some cigars right when we were done. Drink responsibly, by the way. And when you're of age, you know, that whole...
Whole spiel you're supposed to do.
The spiel. But But still, it was nice to have whiskey and cigars. It was fairly decent weather at the time. It was a fucking broom.
I knocked a broom over.
There's a broom now. It's part of the guest.
Everyone, I would like to introduce our guest, the broom.
Mr. Guest.
Say something, you bitch.
Sweep.
Sweep.
Sweep. The Pokemon. Neither of us even are interested in Pokemon. We probably just eliminated half our viewers.
The two.
I know, I'm just...
One guy's like, you know what? Fuck these guys.
I was kind of on board with their bullshit. Now they're becoming tame. Yeah, but no, trust me. After that last episode, oh my gosh. I blacked out. I puked everywhere too. It was a good night.
He vomited all over my floor.
Yeah. So suffice to say is why you should be responsible, and in case if you haven't got drunk, be ready to find out whether or not you're potentially gay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're just going to say that. You connect whatever dots you want. We're not saying anything is or isn't. I'm implying we did it, but we know we did it.
What? No, but, we didn't fuck. He just told me he was a fucking bisexual.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Like 3 or 4 times.
It was a weird... I don't know at all what the hell was happening in that moment. Who knows? Drunk mind speaks a sober... Or drunk
you also spilled like 3 different sodas. And like everything that was
in my... There's one still here.
Everything that was in my bathroom was on the floor.
And I also left...
Find my toothbrush.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Apparently I went to the bathroom once after I blacked out. I remember going through there once.
Oh, you went in there a few times after... You blacked out, or after I assume you'd black out, since... Didn't you say you blacked out right after you lost the cigar or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, right. You went back in there a few times, either looking for it, or... I found it in a totally different part of this place, so...
Yeah, it was weird. Somehow I lost the stogie, which was done, by the way. It was way past done. And in the bathroom, and it was found in the kitchen. It doesn't make any sense. It's literally across the building from where we're at.
Building. Yeah, okay. Building. Yeah, sure. Oh, there's the empty bottle up there.
Oh, yeah, there's the...
That you guys can't see, but I'm bringing it up because I just saw it.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a pretty fucking...
Crown Royal Vanilla.
Pretty good, and that's a lot that we drank.
For you.
Yeah, a lot for me, you alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a problem.
Yeah, there's no way I could have prepared for that night, but there are things we can prepare for, and that's what our episode's going to be based around.
That was a good segue, bro! Goddamn!
That one wasn't planned.
What the fuck was that? You're sliding on by. God. Yeah, our episode's going to be about prepping today.
Yep. Yes, that is one of the things we're well interested in, is preparing for if shit ever hits the fan, a shift. Generally, this is going to be a episode dominated more by Roger. What?
Oh, yeah, we spilled so much shit on my knife, bro.
I don't even remember the knife being relevant that night.
Oh, it wasn't, I just... That's the alcohol. We at some point spilled one of our drinks on the knife.
Yeah, yeah. We're not even gonna clarify what just happened.
Oh, I licked a knife.
He licked a knife. It's a pocket knife, don't worry. That somehow makes it better.
It's not a pocket knife, it's a sheath knife. It's a small one, but
in your pocket, it counts, whatever. Okay, but to actually go over the general overview of what we're gonna be going over.
Yeah, sorry for derailing it and shit.
That's all good.
It's my only purpose here.
So we're going to be going over some of the stuff that we've done and we're planning to do. Then we're gonna go over different forms
prepping wise.
Yes, prepping wise, not just general stuff, all based around prepping. But and then we're gonna go over different levels of prepping, which is key for just helping you understand to plan and what we're gonna be talking about. And throughout the whole thing, we're going to talk about the general philosophy, chances of things even happening, what your best options are, how communities will turn out, and just what general risk you'll be going through, prepping, and after a shift takes place. And of course, by the end of this, we're going to be going over prepping YouTube channels. We're going to be going through general overviews and making comparisons amongst them.
Yeah, that's going to be where I take a little bit more charge, since I personally watch them a lot on my free time.
He will definitely have a good charge over most of this. He has a better understanding of this than
I do. I've been into prepping since middle school, so.
Long ass time.
Yeah.
So, to go into just some of our general
stuff. Or I should say into it on and off, since I've had preps before, but then convinced myself nothing bad can ever happen and all that. And then bad shit happened. 2020.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Just the stuff that we've done. What are some of those things you've done?
Well.
Interview now.
I had a bag full of supplies just in case I needed to get to my uncle's house, since I have a fairly close-knit family and stuff, so most of my family isn't preppers, don't even have the prepper mind state, but me and my dad, we both convinced the rest of the family if shit goes down, we're going out to my uncle's house in the country, since he has a decent sum of land there. Mm-hmm. I had a bag full of supplies that I was going to use to get there. Plus, I have the camper that we are currently in.
Yeah.
That can be powered at least temporarily off of just a car battery. And I can run the fridge, the heating, the stove, and all that off of just propane.
Generally cheap stuff. Yeah, general lifestyle is just good for being prepared for the worst.
Yeah. That, and it saves a ton of money, man.
Yeah, I know. You're the way you live, honestly, makes me jealous. Nice and content, nice and cheap.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Obviously I used to have a notebook full of different plants that are and aren't poisonous native to our area. Mm-hmm. And then notes on how to make homemade gunpowder. I've looked into homemade firearms making, stuff like that. I actually found a website where I could use some scrap metal in my garage to make a fucking machine gun, which is fucking illegal as shit, but I found the website.
What does it matter? Once she hits the fan, it doesn't even matter.
Also, I have a secondary bag that I usually keep a 2-liter bottle of water and some granola in, which is my welding bag. I also have many tools on hand and stuff, and I've grown up around fixing cars and stuff. My dad was a auto bodyman for years, so.
And you've got a personal farm. You got all sorts of shit.
Oh yeah, man. We own a bunch of lots here in town. We live in a small town. All that. But we own 3 lots across the street from my dad's house. He's my next door neighbor, not to the camper, to my actual house.
Yeah.
All that. And we make this massive garden on those 3 lots and all that. That we grow corn, tomatoes, different peppers, cabbage. We've tried watermelon. We've learned that if you have watermelon and what's that other kind of melon? Cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Don't grow those two too close to each other. They interbreed and it ruins the watermelon. Cantaloupe's still edible, though.
So the watermelon becomes unedible?
No, it's still technically edible. Flavor is way off. It can be a massive, massive watermelon stuff, and, you'll have rind most of the way through in little cross-sections. Have you ever seen really, really old world paintings of watermelon, how it had those cross-sections and stuff? Yeah, it's like that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I just know it's because they also don't grow habaneros or jalapenos too close to your tomatoes. It will make your tomatoes spicy. Unless you're like me, where you eat hot sauce on everything. Then do.
Yeah, he's got a liquid ass. Your ass just melting. So yeah, he's got his whole lifestyle is pretty set up for prepping. Mine, on the other hand, I have to actually have different prep stuff at the ready. I just simply, right now, I simply have a few meal readies to eat. stuff. We've also got some medical supplies and things like that that are just on-the-go type things.
Yeah.
And I've also got a lot of camping supplies.
Well, all my supplies are on-the-go type things, but because of the camper and all that, and because of that
basically
setup...
basically
just... on-the-go type things are all I need, you know? It's not gonna be me walking down a completely empty road and all that with just what's in my bag.
It's probably gonna be the case for me, though.
I'd say you can join me, but I'm generally distrustful of people.
That's a fair point.
Granted, if it, like, comes down to it, and, like, I know my dad's close with your stepdad and all that, and all that, and, like, they were close friends and buddies and all that when they were our age. I know he'd be more than welcoming of, at bare minimum, your house family and all
that. Yeah,
the house you grew up in family. Maybe not so much your out-of-towners, mostly based off of probably political disagreements. Just because dad would wind up being the one running things, and if, you know...
That is a good point.
There would be headbutting there, and I know my dad's a bit of a hothead, and I'm pretty sure in, like, a post-collapse environment, he'd be enough of a hothead that he'd go dictator if there was, like, too much headbutting and just ice a couple people.
Yeah, that's definitely a community issue with a look at.
Yeah.
But to go back more to the general things that I have, I also have, like, a wooden box area for, like, a mobile planter. I can essentially just set it on the ground, throw some dirt in it, throw seeds or whatever. And I do plan to mainly predominantly work off of potatoes, because that you can live off those.
Yeah.
And growing tobacco, that's a big thing right there, because...
Trading,
it's medicinal, it's a good commodity item.
This would be a good place for Steven, the guest we thought we were going to have and all that, to come in. He probably will be here next week.
We're hoping to actually get a guest of someone that we know, but that's a maybe.
He looked into growing tobacco, and he was actually going to grow it on his own and all that.
I'm definitely going to do that if I get the chance.
But he also made homemade wine, and he taught me every step to making homemade alcohol and things like that. Like the black powder manufacturing, the homemade gun manufacturing stuff,
yeah.
There is trade value there. And if you can establish yourself as the guy who trades this, yes, if you don't have the right security precautions and stuff, you do paint a target on your back. But if you do it correctly, you're going to be able to take charge of a greater area and
have more
value to keep yourself alive.
You could even probably live that more comfortably, too.
That and alcohol, more comfort, it helps morale and stuff, tobacco... I'm a nicotine addict.
Yeah,
I kind of, like, knowing to grow that's essential for certain people. Like, think about it. Someone shows up, they haven't had a cigarette in weeks and shit. They roll up on you, you're like, oh yeah, let me just grind this fucking plant up.
Essentially.
Yeah. Well, that's actually what you do, is you cure it, then grind it for cigarettes and stuff.
Now, when it comes down to actual tobacco leaves, the medicinal purposes are also really good. It's a natural anesthetic. Like, if you were to get a
without even turning it into chew, cigarettes, or cigars, you can actually chew it up and put it on a wound.
A cut, yeah. And it takes away the pain, it deals with the infection. It even deals with
burns,
too,
if you have a toothache,
apparently.
You can actually chew on the stems itself. Don't chew on the leaf itself, you'll give yourself a nicotine overdose.
Yeah, nicotine poisoning's not something you want.
Yeah, same thing with alcohol poisoning. Don't overdo it.
But yeah, we genuinely do have a few interesting items. I have a water filter, too. I drank out of a lake with that. He was there for that.
A stream.
It counts.
I drank out of a lake with one of mine once.
It's really nice to actually have a water filter.
Oh, another good thing about the camper and all that.
Yeah.
Is that I can both hook it into a water hose and all that. And say I get a rain filtration system and all that, I can put it right into a thing on the side here and all that, and fill up the pump system, and I can run that off a car battery.
This is a lot for an 8-year-old Filipino girl.
7-year-old.
No, it's a new year.
My birthday hasn't happened yet, bitch.
I'm sorry, but we're not going to try and keep track of how long this damn podcast lives. Every year, we're another age of Filipino girls.
That just sounds bad. I'm sorry. This joke's getting a little out of hand. What the fuck is that thing up by my mic? Oh, that's my old medical kit. Okay.
Oh. Let's just ignore that.
I thought it was a fucking severed finger in a plastic bag. From my angle, I'm like,
we just got body parts in our area. This place is fucked.
Oh yeah.
The place you live is fucked.
Oh yeah.
But to follow more, okay. But to follow the dick.
It also has an electric and gas water heater within, so I can still take hot showers.
That'd definitely be very useful in a
post collapse.
Yeah.
By bare minimum morale.
But to follow our dick flowchart, we still have it. Now it's kind of a horse cock. Unintentional, but yeah, drawing's not consistent on these. But going over all the preps that we do have and would want to do, which we'll probably talk more about that later on, is actually different types of preps to help you determine what it is. Like what type of preps are. You got micro, miso, and macro. We got that from a guy named Canadian Prepper on YouTube.
Before we go any further, though, prep for the area you're in.
Yes.
If you're up in Canada, like Canadian Prepper, prep for the cold more than you do the heat. If you're down in a hurricane area, get the fuck out of there. What's your problem?
Hurricanes are death.
Hurricanes will fucking kill you. Make sure you're prepped for flooding. Yeah. Storms, things like that. If you're in the desert, water, bitch.
Lots of water.
Lots of fucking water.
Just get
probably not so much seeds unless it's something that can grow in the desert.
It's definitely all dependent on your location of a ship.
If you live
place.
In California, kill yourself.
Yeah, that's another.
That's not only a desert. That's a strict draconian measured country, or I should say state, but country.
That's a topic for another episode.
No. I saw a news report 3 days ago. Their governor or some shit saying they want to have their lockdowns last indefinitely. This is a prepper type thing and all that, because
that is true.
You can't work, you're living off of your preps for a while there.
Yeah, no, that's
until you can get out.
Yeah, that's the thing about prepping. It's not just like the apocalypse happens. You're just stuck not being able to work or provide yourself in a normal lifestyle.
Shit can happen at any time. You could fucking break part of yourself and not be able to do your job anymore and all that. And you're going to be stuck on what you have backed up for a while.
Yeah, let's be honest. Welfare is not reliable, sadly.
It's not, and personally, I wouldn't like to feel like I'm a strain on, you know.
It is true. Like, it's just a broken system. But to go on to the actual types of preps.
Yeah.
Micro, miso, and macro. This came from Canadian Prepper, one of the YouTubers we'll talk about later. So more on him later in the episode. With a micro prep, it's something small. How this described is, with a micro prep, it's something small that you
can usually carry in just a bag.
Like the water filter I have. It's just a small little thing that can screw
into a
bottle. He
has basically a life straw, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It can filter like 100,000 gallons of water. It's pretty crazy good.
Yeah.
But
as long as you keep it clean.
Yes, as long as you keep it clean. But that's the thing. It's a micro prep because I can just stick it in my pocket and be good with it. It's something small and, you know, tangible and not a whole lot of maintenance either. A miso prep
is a medium-sized prep.
Essentially, it's very gray between miso and micro, so it's hard to tell.
A miso, since we're on water filters and stuff, a miso would be one of the Berta water filters, where you'd actually pour water into the top and then it filters it out. But it's not. Technically, you could put it in a big enough bag and stuff, but it's more of, you have it here, it can be moved around, but you need a way to move it around.
So, like, maybe a generator, like that?
A small generator.
Small generator.
Or, not so much a generator, one of those battery systems.
Yeah.
Canadian Prepper's talked about on his channel before, where it's not so much a generator, it's just a, the modular battery system. He talked about it in a video a while back, I don't know the exact name of it.
Yeah.
But that would be something that if you plugged a few of them in together, I'd be able to power the camper for a while. Actually, with the amount that you can plug in together, I'd be able to power it for at least a few days before lights out.
And since it's not something that's like planted in the ground or is like engineers have to manually put it into your house, it would be considered a miso prep.
It's something that you'd be able to easily keep in like the trunk of a car.
Essentially, but and then so that's so it's
your
very,
your water jugs would be a miso prep.
It would be, yeah.
Because
I have
a micro prep would just be a water bottle and the filter and stuff.
Well, it could technically They could technically be either or. That's just the issue with them. Even Canadian Prepper
I'd consider it more of a meso prep because it's harder to lug around. Yeah. So, I'd say, in my mind, micro would be something that can fit in a bag. Meso would be something you can store in your car and stuff, but it wouldn't be easily... You can still move it just by yourself, but you wouldn't be able to move many of them just by yourself.
I want to really try and emphasize the muddle areas, because if people do listen to this, they're gonna have that conversation. Like, food, you can keep like some food on you, but also be stored in large quantities. Yeah. That's where it gets gray. But where it's very cut and clear is the macro preps, because that's literally like if you own a full blown farm.
Well, when it's the difference between meso, or micro meso and macro food, micro would be canned food you can keep in a bag. Meso would be like your potato boxes and all that, where you can actually transport them while the plant's still in there and stuff. Alleged or hypothetically, I'm not sure if you've ever tried it and stuff. Mm-hmm. A macro version of that would be like mine and Dad's farm.
Yeah, exactly, and that's so. Yeah, it's distinguishable, but
but there are gray areas because like.
Like, technically, my water filter, since it goes on, like, the taps and whatnot...
It can go on the taps, but you can also just go straight out of a lake and stuff. That is true. Since it's easily transportable in, pocket, essentially.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb to say it's a miso prep in that sense, but...
But, like, your water jug, on the other hand, it's hard to move around, like,
But at the same time...
For a long period of time without something else to help you move it. Granted, you can always just get a baby stroller and just set in the front.
Yeah, and then that would end up making it a miso prep because it's easily travel. So that's the gray area. But the macro prep's much easier. But this is a very...
Water barrels would be, like, the large metal ones that you'd attach a filtration system to and stuff.
And like, having solar power...
Solar power, that's not one of those...
Not like a portable solar generator. Like, you have solar panels attached to the top of your house. Yeah.
And then, my farm and all that... They can't go anywhere.
That's a macro prep. And so they all have their advantages and disadvantages, of course. For miso, you can easily bring that with you anywhere, but that's not exactly gonna last for a very, very long time. A miso prep, did I say micro or miso before?
You said miso.
I meant micro.
The way I see it, micro's from, it's more of a bug out type prep, like you have to get gone and all that.
Immediately, grab and go.
It's like your bag and all that, your EDC bag and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's to get you from where you are to where you need to be, whether that be getting back to your house or getting to your pre-planned location.
Yeah, getting to or away from somewhere. And then, of course, a miso prep essentially is like, I'm going to settle down for a moment.
It's like setting up camp for a few days, maybe a couple weeks and all that.
Yeah.
A macro prep is, this is where I'm staying until something happens where...
Yeah.
Where the cost of setting this place up is not equivalent to the cost of, like, what I'd lose to keep it.
And, of course, the advantages, disadvantages, the micro, very accessible, but very limited. The miso is very in the middle area.
Yeah, that's kind of like the gray.
It's the gray area. You can easily move it, and you have an accessible amount of quantity, but it's not the best of either or. And then the macro, you get plenty of it. But, man, when you lose that, you're probably going to lose that for good if you don't know what you're doing in that situation.
Yeah. If
you're not ready for it.
Well, think about it. You can have all the macro preps you want. I could set up my house to be fully self-sustaining with my own garden and stuff. If I have no way to defend it and no way to keep guard at all times...
It's gone. It's going to be gone soon.
It'll be gone by the first person who walks up, you know? You have to be able to defend your macro prep or any of your preps, but I suggest having a little bit of all and all that. I say keep most of your meso preps either where you can easily put it in a vehicle or that you can easily or already in a vehicle and stuff. Or set those ones up at a kind of a stash location that's not at the home base. Your macro prep's obviously where you currently live and stuff.
Yes.
Unless you live in like a major city where...
That's not really a smart idea.
Yeah, unless you live in a major city but you're able to keep the preps stashed and like hidden from everyone else. Because
think of like
the... Then you're able to kind of keep the gray man. going. But I'd still suggest don't live in any major cities.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even with COVID and all that, like, early on in the pandemic, they were digging mass graves in.
Now, it's not, of course, not an option for everybody. If you get the option, probably, if you really want to prep, it's best you're just not part of the city too much. It's just a lot easier and much more successful if you were to not be part of major cities and safer. So that's...
And if you are part of a major city and all that, I feel you and all that.
It just happens.
Attempt to get out or... Once you consider shit hitting the fan and all that, like...
Get out.
Honestly, a lot of people would have said the riots earlier on in the year would have, like...
Would have been the signal to get out of Dodge.
There's been a mass exodus out of California and stuff. People just leaving.
Now, some of that, it has to do with politics as well. Yeah. In general. Like, a whole businesses moved out of fucking California.
Yeah.
California can have its own damn episode, I swear. I call that the state of dumb laws for some of the shit they've done.
Like I said, like 3 days ago, they straight up said, we're going to extend lockdowns indefinitely.
Yeah.
You can't just do that. Those are people's lives.
That's inhumane. That's inhumane that you're only going to make things worse.
That's textbook tyranny.
Yeah, that's one hell of a fucking shit zone. Shithole. Yeah. But to move on...
Granted, they have been having massive spikes in COVID, but I wouldn't let that go towards...
Indefinite lockdown.
Yeah, that's the...
I take over your life.
Yeah. Oh, you kneel to the government.
No. Yeah, let's move on back on over towards the prepping stuff. And
sorry.
No, it's all good. This is kind of what supposed to do. So, to move back over to the prepping, now that we've kind of gone over a bit more of the types of preps, let's look more towards a little more... things to go over. Like, first off, kind of like the philosophy behind some of the things we've said. So we're gonna go over some terms first off, like gray man. We mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. So gray man is Antifa.
Yeah.
It's an ideology, right?
If I get hit in the head with a bat, it's not an ideology. It fucking hurt.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay.
That'll definitely get its own episode one day.
Yeah. Well, actually, we brought up Antifa in the first one, but they're definitely getting their own episode someday soon.
The first episode was just an establishment of what the fuck is this.
Yeah. But no, so Gray Manning is, okay, say Antifa's more or less running the show, or some group and all that,
Antifa,
BLM, the NFAC...
Three percenters.
Three percenters. Three percenters. Hell, the military. Hell,
yeah.
Say your entire area and all that's just ran by a tyrant, but they still dress like normal people. You're not going to go out with your fucking full plate carrier trying to look like SEAL Team 6 up in this bitch. You gotta fucking.
You gotta look just like the crowd.
Blend into the crowd as best you can. That's why. A lot of preppers have this problem where they have camo backpacks, camo gear. They have the big plate carriers that show through the shirts and stuff. That's not a smart idea.
Especially you have if you're to be, in the wrong community.
Yeah, especially if you're in the wrong area. So say Antifa's fucking in your area and stuff, and you need to go get from point A to point B to get out of that situation.
Wear all black like what they do. Cover your face how they do, whatever
it is. Well, I wouldn't say wear fully all black and all that. I'd say... Wear all black. Make sure your face is covered no matter what, just in case you have to pop off a couple rounds.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah, definitely.
Don't full-ass sprint since you're going to get chased and all that. Unless someone starts fucking with you.
If
attempt to get out of there as quickly as you can without causing a scene.
Inconspicuously and quickly. That's the point of being a gray man.
And,
being the gray man.
Once you get out of there, you don't want to be seen and... What some people might consider the bad guys' apparel and
shit. Yeah, that tends to happen too. That's
and the same thing if the three percenters are running your neighborhood and fucking conflict's gonna be coming up soon and you know you're not well protected in your own house or say this group of three percenters has
or radical and want to take out anyone they think might have been Antifa.
Yeah.
Don't dress up like Antifa.
Don't dress up in Antifa in that situation.
Dress up maybe more casual clothing, maybe like them with some camo, just to make it look like you're on their side and just go. If you pose no threat, I feel like...
Well, with Antifa, it won't be a good thing to walk around with an AR.
No, like, conceal your weapons.
But with the NFAC, wear black and all that. They straight up said if you're wearing black and you have a gun, you can join and stuff. So you'd be able to get out of an NFAC area, unless they do a thing which...
no white people type situation.
Yeah.
They're pretty...
Unless something like that happens.
You just gotta be aware of what's going on around
you. If the National Guard's taking out your area and stuff, or they're holding up your area, but it's in a tyrannical way and stuff, like, say they're kneeling to big government and
yeah,
all that,
getting out of there is questionable.
Getting out of there is gonna be harder, because,
they're probably gonna
check... have to dress like a fully normal person, but you'd have to have your weapons stashed, and... I saw this on Sensible Prepper's channel.
Yeah.
He suggests, if something like that happens, have your actual weapons stashed somewhere within, like, the walls of your house or buried on your property and stuff. And if you have to carry a weapon with you and stuff, carry one of your cheaper guns.
Yes, so that if they take that, then it's not as big of a loss.
Yeah.
It's a very, again, it just all boils down to the social situation you're stuck in. You can predict stuff that's going to happen, but you can't guarantee what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's, the gray man philosophy is definitely a very good way to keep yourself safe, and it's very specific to what's going on for you.
Yeah.
So don't think that someone's doing this for gray man that you do that too, because that could be a whole nother ball.
City gray man's going to be different than country gray man.
Exactly. Yeah, city and country will be much different. Yeah. If you're going to be...
Antifa's not that big of a thing here in the small town and all that, but yep, in major cities, depending on where you're at, like...
Here in small towns, we might have a bunch of hicks and rednecks running around with guns and just looking like crazy rednecks. Probably even wasted. Who knows?
Most likely to be more of the crackheads and shit. Unless it's really bad. Unless it is a full shift where...
Don't go around in a business suit in that situation.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked. Actually, in any of these situations, I'd suggest not wearing a business suit.
No, it doesn't. Like, if you're wearing formal attire, you're really...
You're putting a fucking target right on your back, because it either says you have money or you're part of the state, depending on which area you're in.
Yeah, no. Military are kind of being the problem. Maybe even being in a little more formal attire might be appropriate in that scenario. But even then, it's hit or miss.
Even then, they might look at you the same way Steven would and stuff, where he'd probably be more like, it's some dickhead who thinks he's better than you because he's in a suit.
It's, again, just very iffy.
Really just depends on the situation and all that.
That's just some of the risks you have to really take there.
Yeah.
and the chances of everything like that going down to where you have to actually gray man in a shift scenario is really high. You really might have
to
actually...
Well, think about it. Anyone who got caught up in those riots that happened all across the country during the summer, anyone who just lived on the wrong street and all that, people were getting attacked just for trying to walk to their car and stuff.
There were literally crippled... There was a crippled old woman who got murdered because she was in the wrong place, wrong time. There's another old couple that was just dining out, and BLM, just showed up and started harassing them. Wrong place, wrong time scenario for them. It's ridiculous.
And there's no real way out of situations like that.
It's not. It's not an easy way, for sure. Not a safe way, either. But that's just kind of what it is you have to go through, and hopefully we don't have to see that. Like, more on the philosophy is, whenever you're prepping, hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah. That's the overall prepper philosophy. Hope for the best, yes. Prepare for the worst.
And it's crucial emphasizing that, because trust me, whenever I was first getting into this, it really boggled my mind the idea of how dangerous it would be, how unprepared I can be. And in reality, is if I put too much focus on that, I probably wouldn't have a normal life like what I do now.
Yeah.
It's...
Well, I don't focus too much on prepping, but we've talked about it a lot because that's the theme of this episode.
Yes, yeah, that's of course the end of the episode. And of course, that's something that we just have to worry about every single day.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I don't think about prepping every single day, but I also think about, like, what-if scenarios, like, and all that at times, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And if I see a flippin' prepper item I want, or... think about something I need to know just in case and shit, you know, I look it up, I find it out and stuff.
Get your hands on it.
Yeah, get my hands on it.
Yeah, but now that we've gone over some of the stuff, like, just gone over some of the stuff that we know, and of course some of the stuff that we do, let's look more towards the professionals, for say, on the YouTubers we got. So, Excuse me. Roger, you go down the list of the people that you have watched and given us our advice.
Okay. So, to name a few and all that, it's the main ones I watch are Canadian Prepper, Angry Prepper, City Prepping, Princess Prepper, and Sensible Prepper. My main OGs and all that.
And I gotta say, holy shit, was it weird looking at Princess Prepper channel. It was...
Her channel's different than the others.
Way different. That you're preparing for a lot more than just a shift. That's a different kind of prepping. But, yeah, it's still useful. At least we weren't looking at some snowflake.
Yeah. Fucking,
Someone in a furry suit thinking they're getting ready for the apocalypse. We're gonna be the wild bear of the West.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Got weird fast, dog.
We have to be weird. This is...
That's the theme of the channel. I was thinking more of a shark in a jar. Oh, can formaldehyde freeze? Give me my shark in a jar.
It's not frozen.
Oh my god!
Set it down. Set it down.
Wow. Yeah, sorry about that sound. I about dropped a very cold shark jar.
There was about the it probably would have resurrected and lost its shit.
Yeah, I have a baby great white in a jar of formaldehyde. Don't ask questions, and I won't ask answers. But, what?
You went off the rails a little further than I intended there, buddy. More shit fell over, by the way, in case you're wondering. Well, glad we had that moment. What?
I just remembered my fucking cat's in here somewhere.
Yeah, they're fine. There's a cat, by the way.
It's shucking milk, so she'll actually claw up the walls and stuff.
No, we'll just have to keep an ear out for her, and one of us just might go quiet. Kind of like
this episode I did. I was wondering what that sound was in the background. Yeah, she's scratching up one of the walls. But, so...
Yeah, the preppers.
let's do an overview of those prepping channels and all that.
This is definitely the Roger segment here.
So, Canadian Prepper, he's my OG. He's the... You know, big daddy of the prepper world. Mm-hmm. He's the most professional prepper by far.
Oh, his own business in it.
Yeah, he has his own website. It's CanadianPreparedness.com or .org or .net. One of the three.
.something. That happened.
Yeah, so...
We got called in the middle of the recording, so sorry for the cut.
Sorry for the loud-ass fucking eardrum-bursting generic-ass ringtone I have. We were talking about Canadian Preparedness and Canadian Prepper's website.
Yeah, now that's just where he sells us. Products.
He actually doesn't sell any products of his own and all that. He figures out what he considers to be the best of prepping supplies and gets them from the manufacturers and sells them that way.
Yeah.
So he's like a he's like a retailer, but prepper only, you know?
Yeah, so it's really good business if you want to get into actually prepping. I would hope he actually has good prices and whatnot.
He has fairly decent prices for most things. But he also only sells what he considers to be the better end stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, there is that. The other preppers we were going to talk about was, let's continue on Canadian Prepper.
Yes.
Oh! I don't know what just happened with my legs. They both kicked forward at once.
Man, we are just having maintenance problems out the ass.
Yeah, but, so Canadian Prepper, he's from Canada. Couldn't fucking tell. So obviously he'd want to prep more towards.
I mean, you got that one guy from Wales who says he's from Scotland.
Yeah.
So
but...
you kind of have to clarify. That's gonna be an episode.
But goes on. He more is a general overview of most things prepper wise, you know. And he also does what he predicts will happen, and a lot of his predictions come true and all that, especially during 2020 and stuff. Like, he said months ahead of time lockdowns are going to be coming and stuff. He said months ahead of time there was going to be an economic disaster and all that. He said months at a time that, well, they were going to be able to get a vaccine, but not before the virus mutated, which is right now, you know? He also said 2021's not going to be any better, because why would it be?
Yeah, no, people who actually say that it's going to get better just...
They're
the same idiots who are like, I've got to follow my list of 240 resolutions.
They follow them for like 3 days at most.
The next day, everything's normal again. They forgot. 240? Jeez.
Yeah, but no, Canadian Prepper, he goes over more of the general prepping stuff. He also has a series called After the Collapse, which is what he thinks certain situations will be like after in a post-collapse situation.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Prepper, on the other hand, is a prepping channel that talks more about, well, current events.
Yeah.
And prepping and all that, but his is more localized for city, for being in the city, just like city prepping. But he also he is based in NYC, New York City, and he is a fireman. He's also an African American. So he
credibility for some of you assholes.
Yeah, he is very much against BLM and the riots that happened earlier this summer.
Oh my gosh! No, of course he's gonna be. Let's be real. Like, the people who hate Black Lives Matter more than anyone are black people.
Yeah,
it's such a level.
Well, he was
irony.
Actually since he's a fireman and stuff. I believe he actually at one point got attacked for responding to a fire. During the riots and stuff, so...
And this is a thing to keep in mind for prepping, because shit like this just happens.
He talks about how he has a group together that, they have a set-out path and location to meet at, if shift happens, depending on whenever they decide shift is happening and stuff.
Yeah.
But him and City Prepper are both more localized for, what to do in the city. He goes over more, political stuff, and if you're... in the city, like, how to, you know, get around certain things, and stuff like that, while City Prepper, talks a lot about gray manning and your everyday carry, gear for getting home and all that.
Yeah, so it's much more general, more down, more of a calmer thing.
Yeah.
Less.
Well, Angry Prepper, he's angry, he's a prepper. He has to talk about it.
He's either going to be American or Russian, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know how to speak Russian, so it's going to be obvious which one for us.
Yeah. While City Prepper, he's more, you know...
He's
calm in his delivery and stuff, and he talks a lot about what kind of preps would be good for if you're trying to stay in the city / leave the city, what kind of things you should carry on your... person at all times, let it be knives and firearms depending on where you live.
Yeah.
Or even if you live in the places that don't allow firearms. I don't judge. I honestly think you should disobey laws like that.
For sure.
But then there's a Sensible Prepper. He actually lives in a more kind of localized area like us and all that, like a country guy and all that stuff. He talks about, you know, he reviews a lot of preps and all that, but he also talks about, like, his predictions for, kind of like a Canadian Prepper and all that. He talks about his predictions for, like, the here and now, you know, types of shit and all that. But he also talks about getting your family in order, getting your finances in order,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Making sure, he talks about stuff, him and Princess Prepper both talk about... finances and getting your money in order. And this quote from a Canadian Prepper, I think, describes it best. If you're already broke, you're already in shift. Your shit's already hit the fan. If you're dead broke, can't make money, can't do anything and stuff.
So if you're homeless, you're fucked.
Yeah, if you're homeless...
Don't know how you listen to us, but you're fucked.
Eh, I've seen homeless people with better phone than a better phone with me before.
They didn't buy that.
They didn't buy it, but they have it. And they didn't sell it. They use it.
They either stole it or they suck somebody's dick. It's always a dick.
Well, yeah.
Not even fat bitches do that.
Yeah. But, Sensible Prepper does really honest gear reviews. Like, if he doesn't like something, he says it and stuff, you know? While Canadian Prepper, if he doesn't like something, he won't post the video. He said it in the past. Or if he does post the video with something he doesn't like, it's something he doesn't like really hard.
He's about to become the angry Canadian Prepper. The stars will align.
He actually has a character in some of his videos that he calls the All-American Prepper. That's the guy who just says, I'm just going to shoot them and take their shit.
okay.
And stuff like that. And,
yeah, that makes that is definitely a good caricature to have.
Yeah, it's funny when he has him in, or I say him, but it's obviously Canadian Prepper just
acting,
being a
satirical artist. Yeah, so yeah. It's appropriate to say to have him because it's just a character.
Yeah, but then Princess Prepper, she's definitely the weirdest out of the Prepper community on YouTube and all that.
Yeah, when I looked at that one, I was like, what? She doesn't wear a princess dress. I don't think so. She literally has a fucking video title screen of like a weird Trump doll and it's saying something about Trump's impeached. Get ready for the shift. I'm like, what?
That's her attempting to do a clickbait thing, though, probably.
It was too weird. I wanted nothing to do with it. I saw it and I was like, that's like me coming across gay porn.
I think her channel's a bit weirder and stuff since she talks more about, finances and prepping on a budget, but she doesn't have the videos kind of connected, you know,
like they're just there.
Yeah, there's no real theme, I should say.
It's just someone talking, yeah. I guess. So it's but she leaves good information though.
Yeah, she leaves fairly decent information for the prepping on the budget stuff. That's what I personally watched and shit.
But she's just not entertaining to keep you attached. Yeah, it's the issue.
It's not as entertaining. Which you could also say, depending on how your brain is, you could also say the same thing about City Prepper, or City Prepping, I should say. Or flipping
I've managed to say pretty good
sensible few. Prepper and shit.
I've managed to say some bad things while you were talking. I'm pretty sure the audio heard that more than you did.
What happened?
Okay. So I said a few things while you're going on. I don't know if you didn't notice, didn't care.
Was it you insulting who I was talking about or what?
No, first thing I said was when I came across her video, I said, I didn't want to watch it. It's not clickbait enough. It's like if I come across gay porn, I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. I just kept going.
What about the women joke? Woman joke.
What woman joke?
Yeah, you said something about how it was not entertaining. When we said it was entertaining, I was like, women. And you just...
Oh, I didn't hear you at all.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Okay.
I want to clarify that because the podcast knows. Podcast is a separate entity.
It's not you guys listening. It's the fucking podcast. It's making us do it. Help. Help.
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck was I saying before you,
I don't know.
Okay. But, the most entertaining one out of them, I have to say, is probably Canadian Prepper.
He actually does.
And Angry Prepper.
I bet. Come on. Angry Grandpa got popular for a reason.
Yeah. Angry
Prepper. Take a look at them, though, if you are interested in prepping. Yeah. Is that all the preppers
There's a couple one that I kind of have to diss and all that. They're not really preppers. They're more homesteaders. Wrangle Star, Zombie Farmer, and North Country Off-Grid.
They're conspiracy theorists.
Like, well, not in the same way like you think, where they have conspiracy theory videos and stuff. They're homesteaders that are paranoid about vaccines, which it's good to be paranoid about things, but not on their level.
So look out for them. But we got over the general.
But Zombie Prepper actually is a good one for certain things, but he's also very religious, and I am not very religious, and he is wholeheartedly convinced that there's a massive war coming very soon and all that, a biblical Mark of the Beast war and all that.
There's quite a few Christians would say that. I won't say much on that because I am Christian, and if that does happen, you know, I gotta go, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go fight the heretics.
I got to we're gonna be midway through recording. You're gonna be like, oh, I just got a text from God.
No, I just look at my wrist like, oh shit, it's crusade o'clock. I gotta go.
Pull out a knife and you're like, you don't believe in God. You're a heretic.
I'm like, sorry, man, I gotta do this. Just stab you.
Just over the podcast and shit.
And you're just like, go get him, man.
Yeah,
continue.
You got this, son. No, Then North Country Off-Grid, he actually started out pretty good. So did Zombie Farmer and all that. And then he's the one who just went off on vaccines. He says all vaccines are bad. He says they have mercury in them and stuff. But he is also very supportive of militia groups. So there's pros and cons to everybody.
But now that we've gotten the general overview of some of them, because we are...
And then Wranglestar, he started out as just a weekend project thing, but he got weirder and weirder the more you watch. Like, that's all I'm going to say. It got... His channel went from... I watched it for welding tips a while back, and throughout the past few years, it got...
Just devolved.
It devolved into something else. Kinda he like, still does his projects, but he also talks about stuff while he's doing his projects that doesn't connect very well. Anything you want to add?
No, but I think we should go on next to... Well, I was actually going to have this segment of this episode be dedicated towards comparing what they've all said about topics. They really don't talk about the same thing.
Yeah, like even me who watched them and stuff and figured they'd...
run into saying the same thing.
Even when they talk about the same stuff, it's usually they're on the same page about the item.
Yeah, there's really not a whole lot to contrast with them. It's ironic. Yeah, it's very ironic that it's such a very...
They all fill their own niche group in the online prepper community.
That's the thing we'll be talking about throughout the series is that...
Oh, and we're not talking about doomsday prepping here. We should have said that at the start of it. Doomsday prepping is something else. Doomsday prepping is for people like the channels I listed and dissed a little bit. Basically nutcases. While prepping on its own can be anything from having a few extra cans of food just in case or something to, you know, homesteading, but you still take part in society. Yeah. You know? You're not off-gridding yourself. You're not saying crazy things and stuff.
Yeah, like, saying like
you don't believe anything that's so far out there. All that. You just believe something could potentially happen.
Exactly. So that's something we have to
Me and Brayden are both preppers, and neither of us think the world's ending.
No, we're that's
preparing for the worst, hoping for the best.
Exactly. For anything, we mostly think about the idea of America just going to shit, which, let's be real, if America goes to shit, half the world kind of goes to shit.
Not half the world, all of it.
All of it?
Unless it's already a shithole.
Yeah.
It's all so interconnected that the only way America can go to shit and the rest of the world would be fine is if everywhere else was already a shithole. And somehow America going down help them. China, probably.
Yeah. But for the most part, that's about as much as we can really speak about on prepping right now. So what we've gone over is generally some of the stuff that we've done. You know, some of the stuff we save, what we want to do. We've also gone over some of the philosophy behind prepping and just some scenarios. Hopefully. Who knows? We probably just did a shit job.
With that, with the phone call midway through and stuff... I apologize for that.
His hookers really just needed to be.
Yeah, them hoes won't leave me alone, man.
We're some weird Filipino kids.
God damn it!
I ain't letting that one go, man. That was.
That's gonna be a joke until we die now.
Oh, that's definitely gonna be God. A joke. Oh, swamp ass.
Yeah. You guys don't even get to know the backstory for that one. Fuck you.
Maybe. One day. Who knows? If there's more than two of you, maybe. Two and a half.
I talked more in this episode than I thought I did.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of the general idea. It was a nice change of pace for what we've done twice. But for the next episode is actually hit or miss what we'll do. If we get a guest, you will just hear three guys kind of just bullshit about stuff. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't happen, then me and Roger here are going to actually go over
Trump's allegations.
We're going over Trump, essentially. What he's done, what people have said about him, comparison. Yeah. We love controversy, and we're getting some when that episode comes around. Four or five, it's happening.
Yeah. Depending on whether or not our guest will be here.
Yeah, it's literally, that is a coin toss for a well-organized, serious episode, or the most batshit thing to listen to.
Yeah, you're either going to hear some fucked up stuff next week, or you're going to hear some, you know, very serious allegations on Trump and politics and stuff.
And opinions, which will still have fucked up things said. Let's be real. When politics comes around for us, we get crazy.
Yeah, we were saying fucked up stuff in a video about prepping.
Yeah. So, to conclude this, so okay, so if you're wondering about our credentials,
we're just two guys who just love our country.
Two Americans who love our country and love our fellow Americans, and we just simply want to bring a new point of view to all this, and we don't believe a single voice should be silenced.
Yeah, under any circumstances. No matter how... I know at one point in this episode, I dissed a few different YouTube channels that I described as being, you know, a bit off the rocker and all
that. But sometimes that has to be said.
Yeah. Who would we joke about if they didn't say that, you know? Everyone has a right to say whatever they want, as long as it's not directly threatening the life of someone else.
Exactly. Unless it's a pedo.
Unless it's a pedophile.
Pedo.
If I ran the government, it wouldn't only be a death sentence. They'd get 10 years of fucking unrelenting torture in solitary, other than when they get their torture on, and then they get executed.
There will be an episode one day where we talk about having our own country. That's been planned.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love that one. But we will see you guys in the next episode.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Oh.